All right. Body language. Body language is a good sign. Sometimes when people are lying and they are trying to be intentionally deceptive, they will cross their arms in front of their body. You know, like they're cold, they cross their arms in front while they're talking to you. And that's also like a psychological protective mechanism. They're protecting, it's like a shield up against your anger at their lie. So they do that and they feel, you know, more secure telling you their lie. They're more in a protective mode. Some signs, some people will lie and they'll hesitate. You know, the preface is one thing. They usually start right in with the preface with a whole bunch of words that don't mean nothing and it hasn't told you anything. But the hesitation, the silence before they come out with something is the telltale sign here. This might be what you say. Oh, where were you? Huh? I said, where were you? What? Where were you? Okay, how many of you have heard that? You see how well I did that? How many times have I heard that from men? Thousands! So it's the kind of thing like, you know they get ready to lie. Okay, the fact that you did all, you know what? Just stop talking. Don't even say another word. I just stop. Because the next thing out of your mouth is going to be a lie. And it's going to piss me off. I don't even want to hear it. Just let it go. It's not that important where you are. Just let it go. Now here's the preface part. So, you know, when you know these things like I do and you just sit there and you just look at them, it's like men are really so easy to read. It's not even funny. And so I always wonder why so many women have trouble, you know, trying to figure out guys. They're really not that complicated. Women are way more complicated emotionally than men are. And men are, you know, pretty much two modes of being. We'll talk about that on another show, though. All right, so let's see. So we talked about the hesitation thing. Yeah, the huh, what? Well, Okay, that's what getting ready to lie. Some people will get defensive. Damn, you always asking me questions. I can't do nothing. Every time I try to go somewhere, here you come grilling me, nagging me. Okay, defensive. Well, what's all that about? I just asked you where you were. You see what I mean? That's a sign that someone's got something to hide. That's the sign right there. So, you know, if you want to pursue it, then, of course, you two are going to end up in a big fight. That's up to you. My job here today is merely to teach you about lying and how some lies will go down in relationships and how you can recognize them when they're happening without, you know, having to keep going to, I know you lying. You need to just tell me the truth. I know you lying. You don't need to do all that, ladies. You don't need to do all that. You already have the information that you need right here. If he does any of these things, you know the next thing out of his mouth is a lie. So why keep harping? Why keep even trying to hear it? What difference does it make? If it's a lie, but you just want to collect the lies? I mean, what's the point? You should just go read a novel or something. You want to hear some fabrications. At least it'd be more entertaining. That's my take on it. And another one is, okay, after defensiveness is the blinking, the swallowing. You know, guys that have an Adam's apple, you can see it go up and down because he takes that big old gulp swallow before the lies start flowing from his lips. He's going to start going, you know, that big gulp, and then see the Adam apple go boom, up and down, and then the lies shall begin. Some guys will blink a lot, you know, so you're looking at them, right, and they start blink, 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 blink. It's not a normal blink. It's too fast and it's too frequent. And they can't help it. It's a normal, it's just a psychological reaction that happens. It's kind of like when people do a lie detector test. There are certain physical reactions that people have to telling false information. And thus, like I said, they're a sociopath. Then, of course, all bets are off, and they're going to look perfectly wonderful and happy and calm and won't probably do any of these things. But then you know you're dealing with a nutcase, and you still need to leave them alone. So those are some very important aspects of lying that I think people should pay attention to. Any other questions? We've still got some time. You can give a call. The number is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. Got about 7-8 minutes left on the clock. So we still have time to get a call in if you have a question about lying. Have you been in a situation you need some dating advice about it, about the lie? You better catch me. I'm right here. And we can analyze your situation right here together. Somebody says, does this guy and his ex have a reality show? Oh. I guess so. Anyway, 310-928-7733. Are liars good? Is it good to lie? Are there some advantages to lie, really, sometimes? What do you think? What's your take on that?